Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing for Thursday, April the 6th. Google announced a new account deletion policy for Android apps today, which means that apps that offer account creation must have an easy way to delete the account as well. The company said that it will start endorsing this policy sometime early next year. This move follows Apple, which implemented a similar policy last year in June for apps on the App Store. Pinterest announced that it's expanding its creator fund for underrepresented groups to 5 more countries, including Canada, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and France. The fund focuses specifically on supporting creators from underrepresented groups by offering both financial and educational resources. More challenges for TikTok. They were fined £12,700,000, which is about $15.9 million in the UK for letting underage children access and use the app. Snapchat plans to provide parents more insights in the coming weeks about children's interactions with the bot in the family center. The bot isn't in the family center, but that's where you need to go. Go to the Snapchat Family Center, see what's cooking, and you'll get information about how they're working with their AI bot. The new feature will share if your teens are communicating with the AI and the frequency of those interactions. Both the parent and the teen need to opt in to using Family Center to use these parental control features. Actually, my daughter recently got on Snap, and I haven't been to the Family Center. So there's a lot that they've added there, and I'm going to check it out, and you should too. Snap explained that the My AI chatbot is not a real friend, and to improve responses, it uses the conversation history. Users are also notified about data retention when they start the chat with the bot. Snapchat mentioned that in most cases, these inappropriate responses were the result of parroting whatever the user said. It also noted that they will temporarily block the AI bot for any user who is misusing the service. As you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that it's Good Friday, World Health Day, Metric System Day, still Passover, it's Motherhood and Beauty Day, Girl Me Too Day, No Housework Day, Public Television Day, and Walk to Work Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Happy Passover, hashtag Thursday Vibes, and hashtag Thursday Morning. That's it for today's Flash Briefing. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow.